May God's words alone be spoken. May God's words alone be heard. Amen. I'm glad some of you were able to dig out and clear out. Looks like some others were not, but we got a little bit of a surprise snowstorm yesterday, didn't we? I know I was surprised by it. I got to really pay more attention to that weather app on my phone. It's there, I just never seem to open it that much. Anyway, today we celebrate Epiphany. The Feast of the Epiphany is January 6th, so we are celebrating it today. And it's this feast day that ends our Christmas tide, our 12 days of Christmas. So as I said at the two funerals we did yesterday, if your spouse or your friends are giving you a hard time about still having the tree up, you can just tell them you're just being a good Christian and doing what the church does. So there. Now, if you still have it up in April, that's a whole nother story. Every year, we tell the story of the Magi who travel from the East to bring gifts to the Christ child. And it's good to remember where we got this story of the three wise guys. Matthew, the only gospel account of this story, never tells us how many there were. But since Matthew mentions three gifts, later Christian tradition came to identify three kings, although there's no mention of them being royalty either, and from what I've seen about some rulers, I'm not so sure you would equate smartness with kings and royalty. But anyway, in the late 6th century, the Armenian infancy gospel gave the Magi some names. Melkon or Melchior, Balthasar and Gaspar. Those are easy to say. But just as we don't really know the names of the people who wrote the gospels, we also don't know the names of these folks. And we could just as easily call them, you know, something like an Abbott and Costello routine. Who, what, and I don't know. Now, if you all don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go Google Abbott and Costello baseball. Now, those names would be valid, just as valid historically, but perhaps a bit more fun to say. So who's on that camel over there? Right, who's on that camel? Oh, come on, you all don't know this Abbott and Costello routine, right? Who's on first? Google it when you get home. Anyway, it took them a while to get there, too. But most folks have these sages in their mangers. Yet as we hear today, Jesus was not a baby anymore, but a child and living in a house. I wonder if they kept veering off course. Maybe the star was like the first GPS device that had to annoyingly keep repeating, rerouting, 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 every time a camel took the wrong turn. But regardless of how long, and I just want to say there are going to be loud noises in this homily, so don't be afraid. But regardless of how long it took these folks to arrive each year, we like to tell the story of their visit.
by it. But beware of those who wield power by it. Pay close attention, not only to what you see, but to what you read. The heralds of the world are always around, but God will show you the way you are to go. The truth is, power is never from the sword, but from the light. Do not be distracted and don't forget to dream.
Cool. Well, that was a great gift. Anyway, continuing on. You knew that was coming. Amazing, these gifts that we get from the Magi every year. Now, the thing is, I'm not really sure. Let's see, we got what we have, a picture of the Magi, a really cool sword, and a Christmas ornament of the Star of Bethlehem with the Christ child inside and his family. What could all these mean? I mean, they're neat gifts, and especially that really cool sword, but how do they fit together? What are these Magi trying to tell us? Perhaps we need to trace back our steps, or really those of our Magi today. The star reminds us that God will guide us to know the true light, and once we encounter Christ in our lives, we are changed. We will occasionally need a star to guide or two to guide us along the way, and God will send them to us. But we need to pay attention to see them and sometimes to dream them. But once we arrive where God leads us, our journey doesn't stop. But it's only the beginning, isn't it? I mean, it's not like the Magi, you know, hung out at Jesus' house, put their feet up on a recliner and started watching some football, did they? Of course, maybe if the Giants had been in the playoffs back then. No, they left, and as they did, we too leave the manger. This manger we call Christ Church. We do this each week when we leave our churches on Sunday, and when we do, we take the light of Christ with us. It's the divine spark lit in our hearts at baptism and renewed whenever we gather here and encounter Christ in the Eucharist. And in that journey, we will encounter the swords of those who wield power and attempt to destroy us and others. We will encounter those who try to deter us from our calling, who are threatened by the love, light, and peace that we as the body of Christ in the world today bring. And because of that, we need to remember that we are not on this journey alone. God will guide us and help us to know the way. But just as important is that God never intended this to be a solo thing, this human life we live, this journey of light we make. Each Magi could have made this trek to the manger on their own, but they traveled together. Jesus, too, did not journey in this world alone. He was born into a human family, born of a woman's womb. He grew up with others, and in his life work, he surrounded himself with friends. Together, they rejoiced and they grieved. He celebrated a wedding with wine and wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. We too have lives filled with great joy and deep sorrow. But if we allow ourselves to love and to be loved, to gather here in community, to open our doors and our hearts to others as we journey, we will receive gifts greater than any the Magi brought to the Christ child. Because Jesus taught us that every time we serve another, every time we love another, or allow ourselves to be loved, every time we gather together, we do this with and for him. He is present. Like the Magi, not everyone will be with us the entire time. Some will be with us only a short while. But everyone who touches our lives brings us gifts if we are open to receiving them, and those gifts will remain with us always. The gift of the Magi is the gift of Epiphany, the awakening to the Christ that is revealed to us in so many ways each and every day. We may never see a wondrous star shining brightly in the heavens, but we can see the light of Christ shining brightly in the eyes of the poor, the marginalized, the stranger, and in the mirror too, if we only pause for a moment and look. The greatest gift of Christmas appears to us in Epiphany, which is what the Greek word epiphaneia means, appearing. And it's this that Jesus is born, not only in a manger so long ago, but in each of us. Just as he did not stay there, but brought this light out into the world, so too do we not leave his light behind at Christmas or even in this church when we leave. I read a quote by somebody named Michael Dougherty in a Facebook meme. Just a reminder, if you're not a Facebook social media junkie like me, a meme is just a picture of some words on it. And in this meme, it's now posted on our church Facebook page. It reads, "When the carols have been stilled, when the star-top tree is taken down, when family and friends are gone home, when we are back to our schedules, the work of Christmas begins. To welcome the refugee, to heal a broken planet, to feed the hungry, to build bridges of trust, not walls of fear, to share our gifts, to seek justice and peace for all people, to bring Christ's light to the world." May we, like the Magi, be willing to follow where God leads us, lean on others and on God to help us along the way, and be mindful and aware not to confuse power with right, but walk always in love and peace. And most especially, that once we receive the gift of Christmas, the Christ child in our hearts, that we then do the work of Christmas and share that light with the world. Because it is we, not the Magi, who are now to reveal Christ to a world who hungers for God's love. Christmas isn't over. It's only just begun. Amen.